It's a new week, which means it's time for a new Monday Musing with Left of Lansing's Pat Johnston. Muse away, Pat.
Yeah, here's the Monday short for June 15th of 2026. I apologize if it's a little long, but lots to say on this one. On this past Saturday morning, the Detroit News' Craig Mauger tweeted the following along with his story, in which he quoted Michigan's working class and progressive Democratic U.S. Senate candidate Dr. Abdul Al-Sayed saying, quote, "It's a lot more about what you're advocating for that gets you indicted or not indicted rather than what you did." Now, Dr. Abdul made those comments during a campaign stop in Dearborn Heights on Friday night after an attendee asked him for a reaction of the Trump regime's Department of Justice's arrest and charging of 8 pro-Palestinian activists on the University of Michigan campus. The protesters, or students, are charged with threatening and vandalizing the homes of school leaders, businesses, and law enforcement. Now, if you just stayed on social media and read that one quote from Abdul Al-Sayed, you'd think he didn't address the actual charges against the accused, and that he simply stated there's a two-tiered justice system within the Trump regime. And since the Detroit News' story was behind a paywall, many were not able to read how, as reported by Craig Mauger. Dr. Abdul told reporters that targeting individuals, businesses, or property is wrong. Dr. Abdul then expounded on his thoughts and the case because, you know, that's what intelligent people do, and said the following, "I don't love watching our justice system treat people differently based on what it is that they were advocating for. So I just want to be clear, that's what we're seeing out of the Trump administration. Yes, targeting people, their families, properties, businesses is wrong. Of course it's wrong, but it's also wrong when January 6th terrorists do it." Who disagrees with that? Anybody? Anybody disagree with that? I'd love to know. Who disagrees with that? You see, though, not many people read that whole part because of the paywall. It wasn't until later on Saturday evening when political reporter for Semaphore, Dave Weigel, posted the video of Dr. Abdul's statement that everyone got to see his statement in full. And I wondered as to why the Detroit News or Dave Mauger failed to put the first part of Dr. Abdul's statement on social media and only focused on the second part. And Dave is a great reporter. Maybe he didn't have any control over that, I don't know. Because, you know, that led to an uproar amongst MAGA Republicans, including from presumptive Senate candidate Florida Mike Rogers, who's never criticized Dear Leader Trump, or never criticized Israel's right-wing government for that matter. But that kind of nonsense, racism, and Islamophobia is expected for MAGA. But when you start to see it happening from the establishment Democratic Party side, that's when you understand what is truly happening here. And I'm talking about one of Dr. Abdul's primary opponents, Congresswoman and Miss AIPAC, Haley Stevens. Stevens immediately posted the following on all of her social media following this supposed breaking story. She said, quote, "This isn't hard. Condemn violence without equivocation. The reported planned violence and intimidation at the University of Michigan is wrong. This is simple, and any leader should be able to say so. The fact that my opponent cannot bring himself to say that is concerning." Yeah, that's right. Like clockwork, there was Haley Stevens echoing MAGA talking points, saying that she supports the Trump regime's attacks on free speech and especially for those who criticize Dear Israel. Now, you know, Haley Stevens, I could counter your statement of concern with my statement of concern for you. I could say, quote, "This isn't hard. Condemning violence without equivocation, Israel's genocide in Gaza, and a war in Lebanon is wrong. It's simple to admit, and any leader should be able to do so. The fact that Haley can't bring herself to say genocide is very concerning and disqualifying." I saw others who were wringing their hands and clutching their pearls on Saturday as they claimed how this will hurt Democrats. Then once the full story came out later that night, I didn't see anyone apologizing to Dr. Abdul. I certainly didn't see Haley Stevens stepping up to apologize. We've got to stop this always worrying. What are Republicans going to do? Our good friend and Livingston County progressive and working class activist Casey Helton reminded us on her socials that anyone who read the recent New York Times piece on the Epstein cover-up in the Situation Room, featuring FBI head Kash Patel strategizing with the regime to cover up the massive pedophilia ring, knows there is no trustworthy justice system in this country right now. They all belong in prison. And that's the part that is just driving me crazy, everyone. Watching Michigan Democrats and Democratic and progressive voices and influencers essentially believing everything the Trump regime's FBI and DOJ does with this U of M case is downright embarrassing. Of course there's no room in a peaceful protest movement for vandalism or threats, but the regime's not just going after these 8 protesters for vandalism and threats. It's trying to tie the alleged acts to Hamas, even though, as Steve Neveling from the Detroit Metro Times reminds us, the charges include no terrorism counts, no assault counts, and no hate crime counts. So why'd the feds get involved in the first place? It's to squash pro-Palestinian voices and anti-Israeli voices. Which brings us back to Dr. Abdul's point about the regime attacking those critical of it and of Israel, when he said it's a lot more of what you're advocating for that gets you indicted or not indicted rather than what you did. It wasn't that long, everyone, that Dear Leader Trump pardoned January 6 protesters and then tried to provide over $1 billion reparations trust fund for those caught doing wrong on January 6th. But for some reason, many establishment Democrats are suddenly throwing their trust towards the Trump regime and towards Kash Patel's FBI? What? I need Scooby-Doo right now going, huh? This is why the Democratic-based voters are done with the establishment, which always tells us to be very afraid of the Trump regime, unless, of course, it's going after Palestinian protesters. But there's another part to all this, and it's how the establishment starts regurgitating the regime's talking points, especially when it starts attacking progressives. And that's the sure sign tell of an establishment Democratic Party that's more afraid of a strong, working-class, America-first candidate like Dr. Abdul winning than they are of losing to MAGA Republicans. And I think you can see where I'm right on that one. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.